Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design free conference call chat for the evening of January 3rd, 2024. That's Wednesday evening, and we've decided to come back on and have our little roundtable chat here tonight and sort of share a little bit about what we're hearing about what's going on. Also give a chance for those of Jacob Israel to chime in, and we'll share information, etc. I'm going to record these. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to post them, though. It may be by request. In other words, if you request a copy, I'll send it to you, but I haven't decided that yet. So, but anyway, we're back up tonight, and we're just hoping everybody had a blessed new year, and that be on the lookout for 2024. It's shaping up that it may hold some surprises for folks. I don't think our people will be too surprised, because the elect of Yahweh, his remnant, they're pretty much aware of what's going on. They stay informed. They stay abreast of things that are happening, and they walk with the Father. So his people, because of their prophets and because of the Holy Spirit that talks to us, he uses both of those vehicles to get information to us that the rest of the world just doesn't have. It's really a shame why people would ignore that kind of power, that kind of support mechanism, and turn their backs on our Creator is beyond me. I just don't really understand why people do that. So, but again, we want to welcome everybody back for our program tonight, which is basically an open forum chance for us to get together and just talk about what's on everybody's mind, whether it be scriptural matters or health matters or financial matters, whatever it is. This is how we do our fellowship and associate with each other as brethren and try to edify each other, even with prayer support, if that's what's needed. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open up the mic and see what our folks have to say here. Welcome, Ella. Your mic is open. And Randy, yours is open too, buddy. How's everybody doing?
Good evening.
So what's new with you, Randy? We haven't heard from you in a while.
You know, I've been, you know, I'm always doing something. I'm a very observant person. And I tell you, well, them dominoes are coming down, aren't they? Hey, you know what?
Oh, boy, you sounded great, Randy. Keep it up.
The things that we're seeing, things that are to come, these are things that a lot of us have been warning about for a long time. And it's, you know, we're kind of like, I try to be humble about it, but at the same time, it's like, I told you so. You know what I mean? But we're trying to be humble about it. So
yeah, but it's hard after it's hard after we've been lambasted and treated like redheaded children for decades by some of us, by our families and friends. It's really hard not to stand up and say, "I told you so," you know. Because they've hurled abuse and ridicule and sarcasm in our direction for a very long time. I understand what you're saying, and I do my best to try to walk the high ground and not throw it. But boy, it sure is tempting to say, "Look, I told you," you know.
Yeah.
And my eyes kind of opened up.
Go ahead, Elifer.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that this all started for me when the Ross Perot fiasco there, and then along came the other wise presidents we've had, like Obama and his male friend called Michelle, and then we end up with
Big Mike
Biden, who he doesn't even know how to tie his own shoelaces. I mean, that kind of gives you a clue. America is not what it used to be. And, you know, anybody who can't see that, I wonder where their brain is located. That's all. Okay, go ahead.
So, yeah, we've been telling people for trying to think how many years it's been to prepare. You know, simple things, and it's I speak for myself on this, and I'm not trying to knock anybody that does it differently, because we've all got different strategies and tactics, but I've just simply suggested to people for years, hey, I'll show them things that I'm seeing, be like, hey, take a look at this, what do you think? And at the same time, trying to offer us, okay, hey, we see these things going on, but we should also be preparing, right? Like we, for example, for years, we saw them trying to come after our guns. They were trying to pass, bills and legislation, and they had videos out there like Dianne Fine's talking about, if she would have had enough votes, Mr. and Mrs. America turn them all in. We've seen all this. Now, some people would make the argument, well, that's not gonna actually pass. That's not gonna be held up in the courts. But I always use those as evidence that these people are treasonous against our Constitution. And we shouldn't just solely rely on the courts to solve the problem, because I always take the approach of, hey, they want to ban AR-15s, then that's exactly what people should be buying. Buy everything they don't want you to have. That's always been my approach.
That's usually good advice. That's right.
Well, the court,
supplies. Be prepared for an emergency, right, folks? Food, water. I mean, that's just, and I'm not like, well, you should buy food and water. Oh, go click on this link and put my referral code. Look, I don't make any money off this, and I bet you most of us, Pastor Dan, just by simply seeking the truth and trying to tell people the truth, from our perspectives, biblical perspectives, this has costed us everything, but this is truly how much we love our people and our country that we have put it all on the line.
That's true. None of the truthers and identity people that I know have ever made money or got some sort of advancement because of their telling the truth and for looking out for our people.
And I see these people on social media, because, they know how to put the right words into the browser and pull up documents. And, they're not the source of this documentation. But then they're like, come to my website and pay all this money. It's like, these are all public documents you're posting. Get out of here. It's these people out there just trying to make a buck. It's really sick. I mean, I get it. If somebody was like, hey, support my cause because, hey, I've taken these cases to this court. If they're actually, spending money to try to accomplish something, I mean, I get it trying to, donate to them. But some of these people are just like, I've got all the right information and pay me. And it's just, I don't know. That just rubs me wrong. It just does.
Right. Right.
Because a lot of this stuff, it's public information. I put on Facebook and all this other things, and I'll put hey, here's a news article, here's some court documents, and here's a direct link if you want to go read them 200-page court documents. Free of charge. Just go read it. There's so much going on right now. It's fabulous. The dominoes are falling.
I think you're right. I see not only is the awakening going on, but I think the traitors and the misfits are starting to turn on one another a little bit here. They feel the pressure starting to come down on them.
And you know what? That's the best part about all of it, because they're all going to turn on each other, and we just get to sit back and just, as they say, get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for almost a quarter of a century, Randy. Do you realize that?
Well, it's
just on the radio.
We didn't know when it was going to happen, but it's just, this is just all, I mean, it was just a matter of time. And we've been warning. That's what we do is watchmen on the wall. We just warn the people, get ready. And we've been telling them, man, I'm 45 years old now. I started this over 20 years ago. Wow. Man.
You're just a youngster.
Man, it's been a while. I got started early in all this. I really did. You know, everybody kind of comes into this at, you know, different stages of their life. Young, old, some people were born into this type of stuff. I mean, we're all very different. But, you know, for the most part, I've enjoyed it. I mean, it's, man, I've been through a lot. We all have.
Yeah, that's true.
I've told you probably going back years ago how the system came after me. And what I see going on now, man, it's the ultimate payback. Praise Yahweh. Because I tell you, when this system comes after you, man, it's no fun at all. And, you know, you see this stuff, like, with the stuff that, what they did with these, like, January 6th guys, and it's just like, a lot of us have already been through all this two-tier justice system that is very mainstream now. We've been through all this. We've been in the courtrooms where judges have denied our constitutional rights, and we felt completely helpless. We've been through all this years ago. I mean, I was elected a delegate on several occasions and denied my elected position. We've been through all this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the enemy's been at work for a long time. We got Leo with us now, too. Welcome, Leo.
Hi. Happy New Year, Pastor Dan.
Yeah, Happy New Year. How are you doing, sir?
Happy New Year, Leo. I'm doing good. I'm back in Illinois for my work for a while, but have some time here to join in, and it's like some of the emails and video things on the site. It's like things seem to be amping up pretty good.
Oh, I would say so.
What's that?
I asked what you did for a living.
Oh, I'm an engineer.
What kind of an engineer?
So a process engineer. So we, the company
not
I work for.
Not a choo-choo engineer.
No, we make farm implement equipment.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so things for small farm, not the big giant, you know, like John Deere, you know, for massive ag fields. This is more for ruralists who have, like, I don't know, 5-10 acres and need to manage their land.
Yeah. Is business good now?
It's horrible. We our factory, I think there are about 220 people laid off, and we have only 65 people working.
Wow.
Oh, that's terrible. With your business, that's a bad sign when your business goes down, because that means our food supplies are going to be going down.
Well, it's all related to interest rates and the people. It's discretional spending, because a lot of the people who have like 5-10 acres, you know, it's not their main business. You know, they're usually retired, or it's like getaway type of land that they have to, you know, as refuge or something. And it's just the spending power that people have right now is not good. And, you know, there are cycles of, you know, this business where things are really busy and then really slow. But people I know who've worked for 30 years, they say they've never seen it this slow. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is.
Hey, Pastor Dan?
Yeah.
For how many years did we make comments to the effect of, to wake people up, to really wake people up and jolt them, it's going to have to hit them personal? And that's what's going on right now. This is what it takes to wake people up when they're directly affected. Then they're like, wait, that's the only time the average person cares, is when they can't pay that mortgage payment.
Well, Randy, you brought up a good point. Leo's been with us from practically the very first show, if I remember right, Leo. I know you've been with us from really close to the beginning. But you remember way back then we talked about Yahweh would have to hit him with a 2x4 right upside the head economically.
Yep.
Do you remember that? That was almost 25 years ago. We said he's going to have to hit them pretty hard, and the only thing we know that hurts people really bad is when you hit them in the pocketbook.
But now, I want to add to what Leo, right?
Leo,
I want to add to what you're saying there as far as you mentioned something about the layoffs. I've been a truck driver since 2000. And it was a little bit over a month ago. I haul 53-foot reefers, doing mostly food products. And me and about a dozen drivers, we were laid off as truck drivers. Now, luckily, because of the industry that I've been in for as long as I've been in it, great driving record, all that, I literally had a job with just a few days. But truck drivers are being laid off. What does that tell you? Especially the whole food. Yep. Companies, companies are going out of business, downsizing, just switching the way they do business. But yep, sorry, driver, no job here for you no more. Yep, it happened.
Well, there's a double whammy against the white truck driver because the jobs that are out there a lot of times are being given to some of these invaders and non-whites.
That's true, Pastor. When I drive from, Florida up to Illinois, the one thing I always pay attention to is who's driving the trucks. And it used to be like 80-90% white people. I can't say that anymore.
No, I do the same thing. If I'm out on the turnpike or an expressway, I pay attention to who's behind the wheel of two things. The trucks, the delivery trucks, and the expensive cars. And fewer and fewer and fewer Caucasians are sitting in the driver's seat of those two different categories. And many times it is a minority. And lately, many times it's black. And I keep saying, it's really nice that the Jews are handing out money to unqualified people so they can ride around in these things because damn well they didn't earn it.
Yeah. Well, you know what's going on now, too? I saw a video today that someone was watching. There's been a rash of people invading the 7-Eleven stores in gangs, going in and just ripping off everything and walking out. And they're all black. And this makes me think that maybe these people that are coming over the border, the southern border too, which most of them are black people too, this is going to be starting to happen more and more and more. Flies get less and less. And we're going to end up with a revolution here pretty soon, I think, in this country.
Well, things are not going to get fixed until the white people stand up and put an end to this nonsense. That's just a fact. It's not going to get better. It's not going to stop until white people stand up and say, I've had enough of this bullshit, and take the bull by the horns and do what we have to do. I like that meme that goes around. It shows a bunch of Vikings standing around, and it says basically that peace, as P-E-A-C-E, peace, is just a dream until good men are willing to execute extreme violence against their enemies, the wicked people, the enemies. All right? So when a white man finally learns that extreme violence is going to have to be called for to eradicate this ancient enemy, nothing's going to really change. That's historical. When evil people rise up and do these kind of things to innocent people, then righteous men have to stand up and be willing to be just as violent, if not more so, than the criminals. I yield.
Yeah, I think we have to be 10 times more.
Yeah. Well, that Bushido code, the Japanese Bushido code, which is the samurai warrior's code of conduct, basically, it says that, the only way you deal with evil or wicked, violent men is for good men to be better trained at violence. Okay, so that goes back many centuries. In fact, I think personally, the original samurai were Caucasians. I believe the whole samurai thing started with Caucasians. That's why the samurai typically will shave their heads and put their hair up in that, forget what they call that, that almost like a bun thing, because they're trying to emulate white people, because the original servants or samurai and taught the wisdom of the samurai and the skills of warfare were our people in ancient times. And so, you know, this goes back a long, long way into history to where our people have always been known to be the best warriors, the best fighters, and typically we were the servants of the people, just like the knights of the Middle Ages, the real knights, not the ones that were opportunistic and took advantage of their power, but the ones that had true chivalry in their hearts. That was the purpose of a knight. A knight was very much the same as the samurai. His outlook on life was, I am here and I am trained in violence to protect the innocent, the widows and the orphan and the orphans and the innocent people. And we got to get back to that. I yield.
Yeah, you know,
we
like
have
to put
back, you know, we're one
way.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. You're both talking and we can't hear either one of you. I think Randy started first. So let's go with Randy first, then Ella.
All right. You know, they're for the last few years, like this whole January 6th thing, like how the media and all their little bots have been like trying to take an insurrection and turn it into like a bad thing, and they've been, you know, because they know what when our people rise to the occasion, that's exactly what they don't want. And what I always tell these people when they start criticizing like the folks of January 6th. Okay, because I mean that wasn't a real insurrection, but I always ask these people, like, if you're so against an insurrection, like, do you celebrate July 4th? Because that's literally, we're celebrating the overthrowing of a government and the creation of a new. So how's an insurrection a bad thing? Because that's what I celebrate every July 4th. You know, these people are so dumb.
I know. And I asked the same people
literally the Declaration talks about overthrowing a government. Well, I mean, is that going to be outlawed? We can't quote that no more. Because that's literally it's an insurrection document.
And not only that, but the revolution was a tax rebellion. And yet people today cower in total fear of the IRS and the government.
Pastor Dan, what was the tax rate? Like 3% or something?
Oh, it was minuscule compared to what we pay now. Minuscule.
Yeah.
They've tricked us into being that. Oh, it's a patriotic duty. Yeah.
That's bullshit. Yeah, bullshit. Ella, go ahead, Ella. It's your turn.
Well, I was just thinking that what Randy said before is watching the dominoes fall. And when I watched that picture of these black people invading the 7-Eleven, you look ahead and see what dominoes are going to fall. And what's going to happen out of a thing like this is the police departments and all the law enforcement agencies do not want vigilante justice. But this is what's going to have to happen to stop this. Because if they keep doing things like this, it's going to close these stores and we're going to have nowhere to shop. So what these are going to continue to do is start invading private houses to get the supplies that they want. So right now, I think what we need basically is for people, the men in this country, to stand up and start forming groups and committees to say, okay, let's form groups to start watching these stores. And if any blacks come in and start this baloney, we pull out our weapons and stop them. If the police won't do it, we're going to have to do it.
And that's why they want to disarm you.
Right.
They
you
don't
guys
want to disarm yourself.
Do you guys remember the L.A. riots years ago?
Oh, yeah. I used to live
Rodney King.
Yep. Do you remember that? Okay. Do you remember that the only part of Los Angeles that was not hurt by the rioting blacks was the Korean section? And do you know why?
They
because
were
they were on
the
roof.
Top of their, on the top of their buildings with rifles.
That's right. That's right. So, common sense and biblical law both support the fact that we have a right to defend our lives and our property. They don't. They make it like we don't, but property is a sacred right. It's just as valuable as life itself, because property is how you support your family. Property, you cannot separate the two. So right to life and right to property are equal. So this is bullshit when they say, well, you can only use lethal force and defend yourself if your life is threatened. Well, if you try to steal my property, you are threatening my life.
Amen.
So,
as it used to be, people used to have to own property to vote.
Right.
Now anybody can come over that border and go in there and vote whoever they want. Look what we got in the White House now. I wouldn't have voted for him.
Well, they select anyway.
Yeah, but if you know when they say life, liberty. When they say life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's not how it was. Life, liberty, and property. You have nothing unless you can own property. Government now, if you're paying taxes on your property, you don't own it.
Right.
Because the minute you stop paying taxes, they take it away from you. It's not ownership.
Right. If you own something, they don't have a right to tax it. And that's the other thing that's stupid, is why are we paying tax on things that we buy secondhand, like a secondhand car, clothing, tools? Why are we paying? You only pay tax on a brand new item. You don't pay tax when it's sold the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth time. So if you go to a Goodwill store or a used car lot, there should be no tax. That's how you support the poor. You don't tax and then give undeserving people, like many of these minorities, you don't hand over a bunch of money to them. You say, go to the Goodwill store, go to the church charity, go to whatever, and buy your stuff secondhand, and there is no tax on it. Plus, it costs a lot less money, but on top of that, there's no tax. So that's how you support the poor, without government interference, without church interference, without taxation and government handing out money. You don't need any of that. All you got to do is use a little common sense, just like scripture and our founding fathers said. You just don't tax used things. I mean, it's ridiculous. You could buy a car, a decent car could be sold five or six times, and you pay more tax than the car was ever worth.
And you shouldn't have income tax, slavery. If you pay taxes on your income, your government is earning your money, not you.
Right. Now your turn.
The Edomites and Canaanites won't like this idea, though.
Well, I don't care what they like.
I know, but they're the ones calling the shots.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem that needs to be addressed and fixed.
Yep.
They are our public servants. We're not theirs.
Well, according to the documents that this country was founded on, these non-whites and females shouldn't be in public office. There should be nobody in office at any level of government that's not a male Caucasian of good character and a landowner. Nobody. Nobody in the jury box should be other than Christian white men with good standing in the neighborhood. They shouldn't hold public office, they shouldn't cast a ballot, and they shouldn't sit in the jury box. That's how we got screwed up. When the Jews came in and said, with women's suffrage and all this other bullshit that they've been pushing, oh, it's not fair that only older white gentlemen get to hold office and cast ballots and sit in jury boxes. Oh, it's just not fair. Well, that's the devil whispering in your ear that he doesn't like the system that's keeping him out of power. And so he's going to say it's unfair, so you'll support him while he destroys the very things that's made you great. That's why we were a great nation, because we were run by the best of our society, which was the elder statesmen amongst the white race, the men, the leaders, the warriors. Now it's just the opposite. Everything but white Anglo-Saxon Protestant men are in government positions, and the women are the worst. I'm going to tell you, I hate to step on toes, but these women that are governors and mayors and deans of colleges and universities and corporate leaders and all that, they're atrocious. I said my whole time of it, that I was in the military, and when I was in the power industry, I would never work for a woman. I hated anytime somebody said a woman's going to be in charge. Thank God there was only a couple times, and the one time it was unbelievably bad. I mean, this woman was so unqualified, it was unbelievable. The only other time was a younger woman, and she at least knew that she was not qualified, and she admitted it. She said, I don't know why I'm put in charge, but you guys run your departments the way you want. I'll just keep out of your way and stay in the office. Talk about easy money. So me and the other guys.
Talk about women. How about Rachel Levine? That's some woman, huh?
The freak show. Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0.
Oh, my God. That thing is
repeating itself.
Oh, Jesus.
Most of those women in Congress pee standing up.
What about the video that got leaked out about what that queer, whatever you want to call him, was doing inside the Senate office? Jeez Louise, people. Yeah, I'm sure most of you know what I'm talking about. I'm trying not to be too graphical, but it's just Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, it is.
How much more evidence do people need to realize the Bible is 100% correct? We are living in Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0.
All of
this, the gay stuff, the transgendered stuff, all of it, it's in the Bible. And 99% of the pastors and the preachers in the Sunday churches won't even say nothing about it.
Oh, I know. They've been bought and paid for.
Oh, let me add this to what you just said right there. Why did so many of the churches, when this whole COVID thing come out, why did they all comply? Well, there has been a video on YouTube that's been on there for years, probably over 10 years ago. There was a news thing that came out about these pastors and preachers being in cahoots with FEMA. Yep. If you don't know what I'm talking about, simply do the research, and that is... Yep, they were in cahoots with FEMA.
Right.
To basically
get
the people to go along with the government.
Right. Is that secret registry for pastors or preachers? Clergy, that's it.
Clergy registry? Yes, clergy response team, I think it was called.
Something like that.
Along those lines. But it was all tied in with FEMA, yeah. That was an actual thing that was on the news. And that video's been on YouTube for over 10 years. Sure has. It's all out there. People want to know. It's all out there.
Well, on top of that, if these mainstream churches are 501c3 IRS corporations, they can't go against anything anyway, or they get that tax-free entitlement taken away, even though the church never had to get it to start with.
Right.
So I don't know why they did it.
And Pastor Dan, we know. We know what this invasion's really about. This is biblical, what's going on. We know.
Oh, absolutely.
They're being yanked in here for a reason. Praise Yahweh. Because this is what it's going to take to wake our people up. It's a fact. The only countries that are being overran by these... Oh, I'm going to get fired up here. The only countries that are being overrun by these people are in the white European countries. That is a fact. You do not see our people or any other race of people flooding into China, Afghanistan, Pakistan, North or South Korea. Oh, no, no. It's all fine and dandy for them to have racial identity countries, including Israel, the Jews. But heaven forbid any of the white European countries are afforded the same opportunity. No, we got to be multicultural.
Right.
It's all a lie. And you know, I set this down when those young white people got murdered by all them blacks down there in Knoxville, Tennessee. I said it, and I said it loud and proud. Multiculturalism is a lie. All of this is a lie. They've enslaved us. They talk about, oh, slavery ended over 100 years ago. They've enslaved every damn one of us with their IRS, the Federal Reserve, and our father went into the Temple of them thieves and drove them out, and that is modern-day Federal Reserve, people. That's why they talk about, well, you can't talk about religion and politics. My opinion, when you put the two together, you understand the real story. Nothing's changed. The Federal Reserve is the same group of people that our father went into that temple, took a whip, and beat the shit out of them.
Hey, Randy, do me a favor. Don't hold back. Tell me what you're really thinking here, would you please?
Okay, look, they've enslaved us with the IRS and the Fed. Everything that they've done to us is against our Constitution and the Bible. Everything. Gun control, treason. The Federal Reserve, treason. The IRS, a direct tax, treason. It's all treason. The Constitution clearly states that every state, right, has to protect us against from an invasion. Oh, they disregard that, just like they disregard the Second Amendment, just like they disregard the First Amendment. How much more examples do people need to realize that the real threat against our freedoms is from people within our own country? I don't care what's going on across that ocean. The threat against our freedoms comes from within.
I agree.
It's not, as much as we may not like some of these other countries and what they do, it's not them trying to take away our guns. It's not them that are trying to censor us on social media. It's our own government agents. Treason from within the gates.
Barbarians within the gates.
So they ain't shutting me up. They ain't getting my guns. And if they don't like, you know what? I've been waiting a long, you know, all these people like Dianne Feinstein and all these Beto O'Rourke or whatever his real name is, always talking about wanting to come get our guns. You know what I say? Shut up and come get them. If they want them so damn bad, I'm encouraging them. Bring it on. Come, let's get it over with.
The Bible tells us what's going to happen there. If you read in Revelation 12, it talks about the flood that's going to come, but the ground is open and going to swallow up the flood. So Yahweh's going to end this, or he's going to have his people end it. It's not going to go on, and that's what we have to remember. But it's good to have righteous anger right now, and I'm totally righteously PO'd.
I'm starting to see a lot more of it. What was it? I forgot his name. He was one of the guys in the Dukes of Hazzard. He put something out on X or Twitter, whatever it used to be called, about
Schneider,
Joe Biden. I think so. If you remember, I can't. I'm trying to.
He was the guy with
something out. Yeah.
He was the guy with blonde hair, John Schneider.
Yes. Yeah, he put something out about Joe Biden committing treason. Boy, they went after him, and it's like, the guy's just stating an opinion that probably most of us agree with. Oh, they went after him. but it's like, here's what's funny, right? Remember all that stuff they did with Trump, all Madonna talking about blowing up the White House, and they were depicting Donald Trump's head being cut off. Oh, yeah, they forgot about all that. You know what I mean? But I tell you, heaven forbid this guy have an opinion about Biden. They went after him. It's like, geez.
Yeah, I just got a text from my buddy that was in the Navy, and he and I worked together for quite a few years. His niece, they just found out his niece died in her sleep. So it's probably another jab-related incident. How many more?
That was the hill I was going to die on right there. If they were going to come kick my door down and try to make me take it, I was going to die on that one.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't have been alone.
I think
that's why they didn't do it. They backed off.
I still have the letter that I wrote, telling them that if they try that, that I'm gone. at the company I work for, and they they gave me a waiver.
Oh, good.
How nice.
Yeah. Well, I referenced Yahweh and his laws,
yeah.
and I told them his laws supersede anything that they want to try to force on me.
Yeah,
and,
you had them scared for religious discrimination. They got scared.
Maybe.
Hey, it worked. Whatever works. But what you did, so many people would be afraid to do something like that. But
I'm not afraid of anything, and I meant every word of it.
Praise Yahweh.
Yeah. That's what it takes. Takes courage. Take a stand. You got to draw a line in the sand and just say, I'm not going to back up anymore. People have lost their backbones. Like I said, when COVID first came out, I was shocked at how many of my brethren, my fellow Caucasian men in this country, I found out have no brains and no balls. I was shocked.
That's a bad combination.
Do y'all remember the story I told you about when I put on the gas mask and went inside the truck stops in Walmart?
Yeah.
I have a military gas mask, and the joke is I never attached a filter to it. my take is these people are so crazy, I'm just going to have fun with it because had it not been for that crazy time, had I would have just walked into Walmart like any other time before that with that mask, people probably would have freaked out and called 911 and probably said there's a terrorist in here. But during this whole COVID thing, like, it was cool to be crazy. So I was like, I'm going to go in there with my gas mask. But it's the funny, like, nobody, like, walked up to me and said, hey, that doesn't have a filter on it. And nobody even noticed. So I had a good old time with it. Even a couple of people at Walmart wanted to take a selfie with me. I was like, hey, let's do it. It was just like, it was cool, you know?
Well, that's just like putting that stupid surgical mask on thinking it's going to do any good. And right there on the box it comes in, it tells you it's not. Yeah. People don't look and they don't read. They don't do anything.
But Pastor Dan, but the thing that COVID really showed me is it really confirmed, I guess, what I already knew. And that's just how manipulated and brainwashed people are, because the news told them that this thing was deadly and they believed it. They believe the lie.
Right.
Whether we want to believe it or not, I mean, that's how much control the media has over people's lives, and they're so dumb they don't see it.
Yep.
Yeah. They're just sheep.
I got a question.
Obama. They're sheep.
Yeah. Go ahead, Leo. You're first, then Ella.
So what happens if a deer is as stupid as most people in the wilderness? They don't last very long, do they?
No, they don't. No, they don't.
So the same thing, like the stupid people are gonna, you know, they're rolling the dice.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Ella, what did you have?
Yeah, I think people have a very sharp memory, because I can remember a time. Well, it was a little bit while back, but I remember they made wearing masks in public illegal. And I remember my favorite character, the Lone Ranger, was stopped from wearing his mask in public, and he couldn't wear it because they made wearing masks in public illegal.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Some cities and municipalities have that law. And then they make the exception for Halloween. I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, we are ridiculous. We are a cacistocracy. We are being led by the worst elements of our society. The dumber, the more corrupt, the less integrity you have, the more likely these idiots will listen to you and follow you. It doesn't matter how corrupt you are. I mean, you know, I wanted to ask you guys, I'll start in the order that's on my screen. Ella first, then Leo, and then Randy. When we first started talking many years ago about this particular time in history. We knew it was coming. And we often debated back then about how would the Antichrist, our adversary, how would our adversaries pull this over on us? And we used to talk about that, if you guys remember. And we always thought they were going to be much more subtle. That would be much more brutality, like kicking doors in, forcing people to. We didn't imagine, at least I didn't, we didn't imagine that it would be so easy for the remnant to see through the bullshit, because it is so obvious. I thought it was going to be much more subtle. And so I wanted to ask you, in the order I just said, is that the way you saw it back then? And have you been just as surprised as I have at just how ridiculously easy it is to see through their line of bullshit? And we'll start with Ella.
I never fell for anything right from day one, because I started, I think, back in my 20s reading the League of Nations and then the United Nations. And then also I vehemently read the Bible. And that part in the Bible where it says the Antichrist, the son of perdition, will sit in the temple of God saying that he is God. I understood at that time, because the Bible says that we are the temple of God. So whatever this Antichrist was not a man that was going to come into the world and do anything. It was going to be something that was going to cause people to believe the lies, and the evil that men do comes from their mind, and they are the people that are causing the trouble. So it's the evil in the minds. There was no individual Antichrist. And everybody tried to say, well, Nero was an Antichrist and the king of King Charles was Antichrist. But that's not the truth. Evil comes from within the minds of men. And there are plenty of them. There were plenty of them then in John's time, if you read 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And there's even more of them today. And most of them wear little hats. Okay, I'll yield.
Okay, Leo, your turn.
Well, a long time ago, it was explained to me about the Wizard of Oz and the Yellow Brick Road and all the deception. And so I always thought that things would get more and more deceptive, and, you know, The idea I always had was to be aware of it and mindful so that I wouldn't fall victim to it.
Right. But, I mean, did you think it would be this obvious, that they would be this easy to discern, no, that they're completely off the mark and liars and deceivers?
No, because I had no idea about internet and about how their ways that they're able to communicate and brainwash. But I couldn't even begin to think or understand that how that could ever happen.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Randy.
You have to understand. I grew up in a small farm town of 300 people. So.
Oh.
I'm not from a big city or anything.
Right. What about you, Randall?
Well, it's, you know, I always thought and this is based on maybe some documentaries I've seen over the years, but also I would say isolated situations, like what they did at Ruby Ridge, Waco. Those were very isolated situations. But yeah, so I mean, based on those and documentaries and stuff that I watched, I always thought the government would have been more of a, kick your door down and just get real violent and crazy. I mean, I've always thought that would be the main approach. Because, I mean, they have, on very isolated situations, they have done things like that. I mean, these people are pretty ruthless. I mean, look what they've done to countries all around the world. They'll level them. Of course, most of that's just so they can depopulate and make a bunch of money. And then, just repeat the process over again. But no, I think, especially like what most of us are seeing, especially in the last couple of years, it's always been obvious to us, but that's because we're already awake. We see the enemy for what they are. But the other people that get so blindly, you know, put a mask on, don't question it, just kind of go along to get along, that's, they're just simply blind. They don't see it for what it is, but we see it differently. But there are more and more people waking up to all of it now, I believe. The scales are falling from their eyes, and they're now seeing that they've been lied to and deceived.
Yeah, it's the apocalypse.
A lot of us have, we've been very aware of this stuff for many years.
Right.
While some people are just now waking up to it.
Yeah. Yeah, we said...
What about you, Dan? What's your opinion?
Well, it's like I said, many years ago we tried to envision how is the enemies of mankind, how are they going to try to pull this off? And as Randy said, you know, back then we didn't envision the awakening that we'd see today. We didn't envision every home having a computer and a flat screen and a tablet and a cell phone that's basically a mega computer compared to the 1990s versions. You carry it around in your hip pocket, a computer that was 100 times better than what we used to use at work. So we didn't envision all that. So we tried to figure out how they're going to do it. And like Randy said, we pretty much envisioned that they would try to be totalitarian and just use brute force and murder and terror like the Jews did to the Russians in 100 years ago in Russia. So we thought along those lines, and I've been shocked at how much they rely on the brainwashing. They use specific little incidents, like Randy says, where they'll send in 100 people to take out 10. So that's how brave they are. They'll send 100 in to murder and mayhem 10 or 15 people. But then there'll be cameras everywhere to make sure they capture it, because it's all about the mind control and the propaganda. Everything is. And I just didn't think that when they tried to pull this scamdemic, that it would be so easy from day one. Day one, you could tell it was a lie and a complete misrepresentation of facts. And it just floored me that it was so easy to see. But likewise, it floored me to see how gullible even close friends and family that have, you know, college degrees and master's degrees and PhDs and scientists and people with millions of dollars, and yet they fell for this shit like they were kindergarten students. It floored me.
And to Pastor Dan, and in a lot of cases... See, the government themselves, which is really we the people, but the people in these government positions, they weren't really the enforcers during COVID, because when I went into Menards, I was shopping for a light bulb or something, and when those people there saw that I wasn't wearing the mask, and those weren't government bureaucracies, that our own citizens became the enforcers and tried to, you got to put a mask on, you have to leave. See, the government bureaucrats didn't have to do anything. The people were enforcing it on other people.
Right.
That's how sick it became. I got kicked out of Menards. I got it on video. I'm proud of it. I got kicked out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, when we went into stores like that, like 99% of the people in full compliance didn't even question it, didn't raise a fuss, and here's this one guy. He just won't put a mask on. Yeah, that was me. I got it on video.
You know, a lot of it stems from, there is a process that was going around a long time ago, and it's still going on, and it started that way, and it's still going. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. And Rahm Emanuel talked about that when he says, never let a good crisis go to waste. If you don't have a crisis, you invent one. And those are called the false flags that have out there to deceive so many people. We think that they're real, but they're not. They're pretend. They're play-acted. I'll yield.
Yes. You know, speaking of that devil, Rahm Emanuel, how many of y'all have seen the video? This is going way back. Rahm Emanuel, another gun control freak, he was laying, back then, because they've had many tactics with gun control. One of the tactics that they were trying to use back in the day was if you ended up on the no-fly list, and they could just simply put you on the list, or you didn't go to court, you couldn't object to it. They could just simply put you on the no-fly list, and they were trying to use that as a mechanism to deny you your Second Amendment rights. Rahm Emanuel's on video, I got a copy of this, where he had talked about if you're a possible terrorist. Well, they could label anybody a possible terrorist, so this isn't based on something you've actually done. They could just say, we think that you might be a terrorist, and they want to put you on the no-fly list and then deny you your right to keep and bear arms because Rahm Emanuel said, you're not a part of the American family. I got that scumbag on video.
Yeah, and another
plans of gun control. He's Jewish.
Right. Another satanic Jew.
Yeah. Just like Dianne Feinstein. See, when we talk about like gun control, the other side, they'll be like, well, nobody's coming to take your guns. Well, why do they keep saying it then? I got all these videos of them admitting to what they want to do. That's their words, not mine. I just put it out there. And then when YouTube pulls the video, we put it back up. These videos are never going away. This is our evidence of treason.
Yeah.
Beto O'Rourke talking about, hell yeah, we're coming to take your AR-15. His words, not mine. Who do these people think they are?
Right.
Dianne Feinstein, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. Her words, not mine. They've told us who they are. They have told us their straight-up desire to want to take away our guns. What should people do? Buy guns. And Americans have.
Oh, yeah.
Every time these videos get out there of them wanting to take our guns, gun sales through the roof.
That's why their tactics are what they are, because if they did try to kick doors down, they'd probably be stopped right away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they'd wake too many people up right away.
They don't want that. They don't want to boil that frog too quick in the pot. They want to do it nice and slow. That's what they've been doing. It's been working out pretty good for them, but I believe those days are coming to an end. Especially as the economy tightens up and people, they got to make a choice between mortgage and food. Well, that's when people start to care. When you start to put the pressure on the people, they start looking around and say, hey, what's going on, man? that's when they wake up. They start looking for answers.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Hey, let me ask real quick.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. We've been looking forward to this time for a long time because we know what's on the other side of this nonsense. And that's the part freedom. I can't wait for.
Freedom that we have never... We've read about freedom from, like, our founding fathers, founding documents. We have an understanding of what our freedom should be, but none of us have ever truly had it. We haven't. We've been slaves.
Right. Well, they got the people to go along with it to help enforce it. I remember when I was a boy, my elders, my parents and all, get a credit card or not a credit card, but take a loan out so you can get good credit instead of saving money and buying it outright. You want good credit. You got to make sure you're registered at the school. Make sure you go to the public school. You have to. Make sure you get your Social Security number when you get to, well, back then you didn't get it till you were 19. Now they want it as soon as you're born, but it's, they went along with everything. Nobody was fighting anything. My whole childhood on up, every time you'd see travesty, every time you'd see something unconstitutional, I remember arguing and fighting with security people in nuclear power plants and different places where I worked. And I told them many times, I said, you know, what you're doing is unconstitutional. You know that, right? You know, for instance, putting badges with Social Security numbers right there on the badge, right out in the public where anybody can see it. I told them, I said, you shouldn't be doing that. And I got fired. I got fired from one job for that. So it's, you know, the American people have become docile. They become sheep. They're ballless. They're ballless and they're brainless. Lazy, for the most part. And I'm going to be honest. My empathy for those kind of people is disappearing rapidly. If they fell over dead in the street tomorrow, I'm not so sure I'd even care. I'm not so sure I would even care. Just like Joe Cortina, the Special Forces commander that I interviewed years ago, that wrote the book John 8:44, exposing the sons of Satan. And he said it. He said, willful ignorance should be a capital offense. That's pretty strong. Okay, willful ignorance should be a capital offense. So I'm in kind of a agreement with Joe. If people are that willing to be that lazy, that stupid, that docile, that easily managed and pushed around, I'm not so sure that it's not a good thing that they don't make it. I mean, maybe I'm a little crass and a little bit I don't know, insensitive, but I don't know about you guys, but we've been doing this for so long. It's like, if people aren't awake by now, I'm just having a hard time feeling sorry for them. Really. I mean, that's how I look at it.
The wheat and tares, Pastor Dennis.
Yeah. It's the wheat and the tares.
We're being separated.
I look at them as they're a big liability.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Yep. You're right. If they're not going to help us turn this thing around, then they are a liability. You're right.
Yep. You know, and that just made me think of something too. The way you said that, I would much rather find out now whether somebody is going to simply, comply like with something stupid like a mask. Because let's say if it's on the reverse of this, Pastor Dan. Like we thought the government would have the more totalitarian, kick your door down approach. Because I wouldn't want somebody to be in that foxhole that I thought had my back and that had the gun pointed at me. Because that's not the time to figure this all out. So I'm glad we're seeing it now, like with the mask thing. Because that's, yeah, I'd rather find out why it's easy instead of really being in a world of hurt.
True.
But you know the thing that really gets me about like I was just goofing around like with the gas mask thing, because to me it was just like funny, right? But like people that were like serious about the mask, I mean they were just like all over social media, like look at me, and it's just like this is ridiculous. They just like wanted to broadcast it like I'm a mask wearing compliant person. See me, and it's just like. It's just sick, man.
Wow.
Look at me. It's just like even the people that got the COVID shots. They were putting it all over social media. I got my vaccine. I mean, they were just so proud of me. I mean, serious. Like when they go and do other medical procedures, like they don't broadcast that. But with that COVID shot, oh yeah, that was front and center on social media pages. They were proud of that. Look at me, I'm compliant. I'll do whatever the government says. They were so proud. How sick.
Mm-hmm. Yep, unbelievable.
Well, it's hard to feel sorry for them when they're dying left and right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, I've got an uncle that's on his deathbed right now, and his daughters are nurses. And they both encouraged him to get his shots. And his last booster shot was a couple weeks ago, and now he's comatose, waiting to go to the other side. I'm telling you, it's close to home. I lost my cousin in a hospital. He was not anti-vaccine, but he went to a local hospital, and I'll put a $1,000 bill on the fact that the nurses, while he was unconscious when he came in from a motorcycle accident, that they jabbed him, because a little over a week later, he was getting ready to come home. He was feeling great. His arm was in a cast, and he was doing really, really well. And the next morning, he was supposed to come home, and they went to his room in the morning, and he was dead. And wow. The only thing that, and they said something about his heart. That's all they said. Well, we think it was his heart. Well, yeah, you put that shit in his body while he was unconscious. I'll guarantee you that's what they did. That's why I won't step foot in a hospital. I told my family, I would rather die. Just let me die. Do not put me in a hospital. Do not allow a doctor to touch me. I refuse. All they're going to do is kill me slowly.
You know how it got exposed with all these social media companies? We're, working behind the scenes with government agencies to censor people. Here's what I'm hoping for. Because we've already got the videos from the White House. They were using a third-party companies that were paying social media influencers. That's why so many people, like on YouTube, they were encouraging other people to get these vaccines. When all the real full disclosure gets put out there, I hope their names and all their social media accounts and the amounts of money that they got paid becomes full public knowledge of all the people that promoted this.
That's the kind of disclosure
that I'm hoping for.
Wasn't there a document or a group doing that very thing here about 3 days ago? I saw it come across my inbox. It seems to me there's a group that's actually doing that, Randy.
There are people that are trying to get that information, I do believe, yes. But we do have videos of the White House talking about using these third party companies and people on social media. I mean, we do have that information. We just don't know exactly. I mean, I guess it's safe to assume that most of the social media influencers that we're pushing, and most of them probably were paid. But it would just be nice to see that in the document.
Well, I can't wait till we see somebody put on trial and then when they're found guilty of murder, hanging from the end of a rope. That's what I want to see. I want to see it. You know, people say, well, that sounds like you're a violent man, or you you're macabre or something. No, it's not. That's not what it is at all. I believe that people who commit murder, that commit rape, that commit pedophilia, that commit treason, should die. What? My ancestors believed that. The people that founded this country believed that. Even the churchgoers believed it. But why do people today think, oh, that sounds so cruel? What are you, a violent man? No! I just love the people that are being abused enough that I want to take the people doing the abusing and kill the bastards.
Yeah.
Why is that so unusual? Come on, guys. Grow your balls back. Jesus criminy, how much more of this shit do we have to see?
Damn, they took Tommy down there to the doctors and turned him into Sally.
Oh, my God.
It's
unbelievable.
It's just a little sick. Instead of, parents protecting their kids, I mean, they're mutilating them. I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah all over again.
It's child abuse. The parents should be in prison, maybe even executed if they killed the child. If they let the child do that and the child died, then they've committed murder. They ought to be on trial for that. I can't wait till we actually set up real tribunals with white elder statesman men who are going to pass judgment on these people. The day of judgment is coming. The apocalypse, we're in the middle of that right now, the great unveiling. So judgment is coming. Yahweh's judgment is coming. And I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. There's going to be a lot of people hanging off rope. And we're probably going to have to take out and start some new factories making rope. We're going to need a lot of rope. I don't think we have enough rope around. So we're going to have to get some more factories start making good rope. What's the old farmer's almanac say? A good hemp rope is good for 50 politicians. All right, that was in the Farmer's Almanac. A good hemp rope will hang. You can hang 50 politicians with a good hemp rope, and then it's too stretched out. You have to get a new one. So we're going to have to start some new factories. We can put some of our unemployed people to work making strong ropes out of hemp. We'll do it the proper way. There'll be 13 loops representing the 13 tribes of Israel, 13 loops in there, and we're going to get this nice hemp noose, and we're going to start hanging these sons of bitches. Wouldn't that be a glorious day?
Since the rope is reusable, I mean, that's the environmentalist shouldn't object to any of this. It's reusable.
I wouldn't think so. And it's biodegradable. We can take on the 50th guy, you throw the rope in there with him, and it all goes back to dirt. I mean, how much better can it be? Right?
I love you guys.
we want our country back. You know?
I want sanity back.
Yeah.
I want sanity. Right.
Accountability. Yeah.
Right. Exactly right. I want them to leave me the F alone. Stay the hell out of my life. I'm sick of it. I've been on this earth for 7 decades, and I'm sick and tired of idiots who are way more stupid than I am trying to tell me how to run my life, my family, or whatever. I'm tired of it. There's some moron trying to tell me whether I can drive a car down the road. Shut the hell up and leave me alone.
All this fear that they've had on, a lot of our people, you know, like the fear that comes out of like the IRS and all this stuff. There's going to come a time where that fear is going to shift, and they're going to be afraid of us.
I think it's already starting, Randall. You're not going to see it in any kind of major outlets and all that, but there's little rumblings through behind closed doors, let's say. There's some rumblings that may be starting. It's not in full force yet, but some of that may be starting to happen here and may have already started happening in some areas. There will be Christian vigilantism, huh?
Yeah, you sent out the email about the document that's circulating, right? The military document?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely in play right there.
Yeah, it's like I've been telling groups of people this for quite some time. Everybody's and some of the smartest people I know, I don't get why they can't get their head wrapped around this. Well, how are we going to wake everybody up? I hear that. So we got to wake it. No, we don't have to wake everybody up. The enemy knows we're never going to wake everybody up. Stop thinking about worrying about if everybody's woke. I don't give a damn if everybody's woke. The only people that we have to care about waking up are the white men with guns.
Yep.
That's it. That makes it a lot easier. Stop worrying about the brain dead morons and the zombies. They're never going to wake up. The only people you have to get off their ass and decide this shit has to stop are the white men with weapons.
There you go.
They're it. That's it. End of story.
That's why I enjoy looking at pictures of our founding fathers signing the Declaration of Independence. There was no multiculturalism. It's our people.
No.
Just like going back to what you said in the earlier part of the program, it's all about our people. Even the founding documents, it says our posterity, not the posterity
right.
of the whole world. It's about us.
Right. Well, all you got to do is look at the Federalist Papers. I think it's
yep.
Federalist Paper number 2 by John Jay. It's right in your face what this
yep.
country was founded for and by and for their posterity. Europeans,
yep.
white Europeans, that's it. That's it.
Yep.
I'm sick and tired of these people that completely twist everything.
But all those race traders in Washington, D.C., boy, they wanted everybody coming here. All their crime, their drugs. But you know what? The politicians are all criminals. So it goes hand in hand on it when you understand it like that. They're all criminals. The ones that are coming over, the politicians, yeah, they're all in cahoots together. They're all criminals. Everybody sees it.
I'd like to say something for the women on this stuff, too. is I'd like to see women stop trying to be men and take a step backward and try to support the men in their lives to do the jobs that they have to do.
Good idea, yes. That is the women's job, is support the men, okay? And here's, that's a good point. That'll bring it up, and I think I'm going to reify or enforce what she just said. What women don't seem to understand is we men, we're pretty simple, okay? We're not really that complicated to figure out. There's only a few things that we really care about, and as long as we get those things, we're pretty happy guys. But the one thing that drives our men more than anything else is if they have the love, affection of the women behind them to make them want to go fight dragons. Okay? They're going to go out there with their shield and their spear and their sword, and they'll take on a dragon if they've got the women behind them supporting them. They're willing to do that, knowing full well that they may never come home from that fight. But they'll do it because it means that much to them. That's what women seem to forget. They have that kind of power for us men, that there can be a very positive power. Instead, they have allowed the Jew to take our women and do just the opposite, to take away our power with their attitudes of that they have today. They know that it sucks. It drains the power out of us men. We're pretty easy to get along with, and we don't really even want to be violent or get involved too much. But if you mess with our families and our women, the good women, I'm talking about the women who know how to make a man feel like a man, now that's a different story. We'll pick up our shield and go out there and take on that dragon. But I'm not going to pick it up for some feminist. I'm not going to pick it up for some pink-haired, tattooed and pierced zombiette that's out here walking around. No. No. But for an Israelite woman who knows her place and knows that she has that kind of power to make a man feel like a warrior, oh, yeah. Yeah. Laying down my life for that, yeah. I don't really want to, but I will. That's the thing. I will. But I'm not going to do it for the other ones. No. Nope. Not going to do it. Sorry. Not going to do it. These zombies out here, these retards that are walking around with all this stupid shit because the Jews tell them it's the fad thing to do. No. I'm not going to sacrifice a drop of blood for them, let alone give up my whole life. But the warrior will give up his life for the women who know how to treat men and to make us feel like warriors instead of trying to beat us up, nag at us, change us, mold us into the little goody guy that the little boy toy that they want. Oh my God, does that drive me crazy? Stop it.
Take all your stuff.
You mean you won't accept a honey-do list?
Say what?
You won't accept a honey-do list?
I've got a honey-do list. I wasn't put here to be some woman's servant. No, 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 no. And wait a minute. Let me back the truck up here for a second.
Pastor Dan, are you sure?
When I was younger, this is how come I know it doesn't work. When I was younger, somehow I had the notion in my head that that is what my job was to do. And after failure after failure after failure is when I finally learned it. Oh, boy, you got that backwards. Okay? That's not the way the Father wants it. So, yeah, I did start out that way because of the training in school, the training by my female Sunday school teachers, my mother. Because my dad was at work almost all the time, so I had a lot of female influences on me, and I grew up thinking that that was my job. And so I started out my young adult life thinking that my job was to appease and take care of the lady, and that meant things would be, no, 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 it doesn't work that way. They look at that as a sign of weakness. That's the truth of the matter. They look at that as a sign of weakness. Warriors don't do that, no. I don't need somebody's approval to be a warrior. No, I don't need that. And besides that, what's the book say? What was Eve even put here for? To help Adam do his job. His job was first. His job was his relationship to the Almighty himself. Eve was not even there. Eve came along to be his help meet. That means Adam already has a job, and that is to accomplish the mission that the Father gave him. And if Eve isn't going to help him accomplish that mission, then kick her the hell out.
That's exactly like why a real woman likes a bad boy. Because he'll control her and tell her what to do, and she'll say she doesn't like it, but she thrives on it.
You're giving away girls' secrets, Sarah Ella.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm old enough. I'm in my 80s. I've lived through it. I've been through a few men in my lifetime, and I wouldn't spit on the best part of them. And I've met some men in my life that I think are wonderful. So I know who's who.
We elders, when we get to this point in our life, we're allowed to have opinions, right? We've earned it.
We're very opinionated people.
I've got the stripes on my back. I've got the scars, and I got the T-shirt hanging
Pastor
in my
Dan,
closet. Huh?
We're the kind of people why they created censorship, because they cannot tolerate this level of truth.
Well, they better not
because
tune
we
in
don't
here.
Hold back.
Well, I've been single for 35 years because I haven't found any worth falling for.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've traveled a lot, and I'm going to tell you, I don't think we've ever had so few real men and so few real women amongst the white race. Not very many of them left, to be honest. So I can see why some of our men are having a real hard time finding a suitable mate, and same thing with the women. They're having a really hard time finding a suitable male. An actual man. We got lots of males. We got guys walking around with the equipment, but nope, they don't know the first thing about being a man. They really don't.
Well. During this time, you will find that a lot of people, a lot of us, are being isolated, and that really is Yahweh's protecting us.
Amen. We're being isolated for a reason. I don't look at it as being bad, to be honest.
Absolutely.
I don't. I think he is doing exactly what he said he would do to us. He is putting us in our little spaces or whatever you want to call it, because we have an influence on society from here for those that really want to know the truth. But other than that, we're isolated from the nonsense and the stupidity. I have no desire to go out and be amongst the zombies. None. None. I don't want to go out to any discotheques, clubs, gatherings, even the shopping centers and malls. I don't go there. I don't want to be around them. They irritate me. Just the looks on their faces, the clothes they wear, the things they talk about irritates me. Like chalk, nails down across a chalkboard. I can't stand to be around them, to be honest. I can't stand it. I want to be around real people, even if it's only a handful.
Yep.
That's fine. If it's only a handful, it's only a handful. But I want them to be genuine, just like the food in my closet, in my cupboards. It's organic. It's non-GMO. Is it a lot? No, because it's not that easy to find. But what's there is real food. And does it mean I eat the same things a lot of times? Yeah, sure. That's okay. What did my ancestors do coming out of Egypt? They ate manna for 40 years, didn't they?
Yeah.
I look at it the same way. If my ancestors could live off manna for a long period of time, I think I can live off the variety I've got in my cupboard, as long as it's real food. I'm not going to go buy the poison that Jew puts out there. It's crazy. All right, we're close to an hour and a half, so let's go around for any closing ideas, comments, questions, blah, 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 blah. Start with you, Ella.
I just wanted to thank you, Dan, for having this tonight, because I've been here now with three men that I really enjoy and appreciate. Thank you so much, guys. Just keep that testosterone going. That's all I care about.
Let me throw this in here since Ella brought it up. This is something I learned, and it's very important that we do that. Keep our testosterone levels up, especially us guys that are over 50 years old. You don't need to go to the Jew doctor for a Jew shot for poison from them. Go get yourself non-GMO organic cabbage. Believe it or not, cabbage is one of the highest testosterone builders in the vegetable world, okay, in the food world.
But you eat it raw, though. You should, anyway.
Well, I get benefit from it no matter which way, whether it's sauerkraut, coleslaw, or raw. I can feel the difference, to be honest with you. And with most things, raw is better if you want the maximum benefit. You're right. But you're still going to get a benefit, even if it's cooked cabbage.
Uh-huh.
At least I have. I'll put it that way. I can tell the difference. If I eat cabbage, I can tell the difference. So just a little hint out there for guys, if you think that T level's a little on the low side, go down and get some cabbage and put it in your, like the salad I had tonight. I had a great big salad. It had raw cabbage in it. There's lots of things with cabbage in it. Coleslaw, that's, as far as I know, coleslaw's got raw cabbage in it. So put it in your diet. It's a tasty item, and you get a huge benefit from it. Okay, Leo, you're next on the way out.
Well, I just when I join in, it's not a lot of times, but it's very edifying to talk and mainly listen to what everyone has to say. I just appreciate what you do, and you know, thanks to everyone who called in. I think I like it.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's always good to have you back, Leo. You're one of our long-time supporters and friends here. Randy, you're up, buddy.
Well, it's been a long time, folks. We've been talking about this stuff a long time, and I'm just excited that it's all coming to a head. This is what I've been waiting for over 20 years. It's just crazy that we're finally here. And I'm going to just repeat the words of our founding fathers, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right and it is the duty of the people to alter it, to abolish it, and to institute new government. Their day is coming.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen to that. All right. I'm going to close this out with a short prayer, and then we'll go ahead and close this out. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters. We know many people listen to the recording of it, and we just pray that this message will go out to the ears that are meant to hear it. May it edify them. May it give them some information they may not have had before. The main thing is that we are your children that walk this earth, and we have a mission here. You are our Father, our Creator. You are our leader, our commander, and you are our Savior. You save us from all kind of woes. You've done it for the past 4 years, that's for sure. Yahweh's children are some of the people that didn't follow the herd over the cliff. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for choosing us. Sometimes I wonder why. I don't feel I deserve it, but I sure as heck am glad that you tapped us on the shoulder and got our attention, got us away from this sick and demented world that we find ourselves in the middle of, this cesspool. And we just pray for the cleansing that's coming and the renewal of this world, and what it will do for the everything in this world and the people in it as well. And to that end, we ask that you walk with us and guide us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for thy kingdom. We ask all these things in the name of Yahweh our Father. Hallelujah.